That's still good. The Ballad of Johnny Carr.
Johnny Carr's theme song. Thank you, Dave Zirpus.
Yes. Didn't he just knock that out of the park?
He did.
Gosh.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. That's great.
We had a lot of fun putting that. You know, I just sent him sent Kim a text and said, hey, you know someone that could do this?
Yes.
24 hours later.
There it was.
There it is.
So with this, this renovation, are they going to have a little audio thing where you can push the bing, hit the Johnny Carr theme song?
Well, they should. As people buy those Johnny Carr, those Johnny Carrs, as money comes in, I think that's appropriate. So.
He's watching you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it give you the heebie-jeebies?
No.
Okay.
Should be like a hologram of the band.
There you
just
go.
Just shoots up and do something like that. A lot of fun. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman here in studio with Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Karen Hibbert. And we also got Jennifer Wilson, Riley County Extension Director, in studio with us right now. And Karen, we got the fair coming up, and we'll toss this up to Jennifer here in a second.
Absolutely. You know, again, Manhattan is a great community with a variety of offerings for people to come, enjoy, experience, and be amazed at. One of the things that we here in Kansas probably take for granted is this is the season of fair and rodeos. We have a lot of people in our community that, whether they are here because of the university or here because the military has caused this to be their duty station, that are really amazed that they have the first-time opportunity to see professional cowboys participate in rodeo activities. So that's a great tourism draw for us. Not only with the fair and rodeo, but also coming up in September, Manhattan will be host to it's called the Bleeding Kansas Gravel Duro Ride. It's a race that people will come and participate in a 50 or 100-mile bicycle race on gravel roads. So stay tuned. We'll talk more about that as it comes a little bit closer to time. But the fair and rodeo, again, is, as Jennifer is deeply involved with that, truly is an opportunity for visitors to come and experience as well as to celebrate. We kick that off with the fair parade. Everyone loves a parade. It's usually on one of the hottest days in Kansas as it goes down Points Avenue. But the Riley County Fair Parade really celebrates 4-H'ers and their hard work as they are getting ready to exhibit at Podorf Hall. And then the 43rd Annual Call Valley Rodeo. That is a great opportunity for people to come. We honor our military and the families that serve. There is a pork barbecue on opening night on Friday night, that people can come and enjoy, get a great sandwich, as well as see neighbors and friends. But we really encourage you, as a visitor, as a local, to go and enjoy being a part of the Riley County Fair and Rodeo. It's a great time to celebrate youth and those professional athletes that choose to do something that's very dangerous by riding horses and working with cattle. That's a great opportunity for people to come to.
Yeah, and with that, let's go to Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
First and foremost, how are you doing?
I am great. How about you?
I can't believe the fair's almost already here.
I know.
I'm sure if anybody can't believe that, maybe you, right?
It happens just like that every year. Before I know it, it's fair time.
And do we get a phone call, Dave? Okay, let's go ahead and take this phone call real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Another thing that everybody takes for granted is that all those people going by out on I-70 know that this town is even here, much less the rodeo and the things that you need to advertise right out there on the highway. And as if you looked around town this 4th of July, how easy it was for them to put up those big tents. And, you know, we've got that property with Chamber of Commerce right out there at the corner, an evangelist tent and porta potties and soda machines and sandwich machines and all this advertising for this town and whatever else with a big electronic sign up on top of the post, on top of the tent. You could have all those people that are looking for a place to stop. The kids are getting whiny. Have them in this town spending another $300 each. An economic opportunity. Thank you for being there and listening.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. I think that got about... Hey, he covered it. Jennifer, talking about the fair, One thing you were telling me a little bit ago before we were on air was that there's some changes ahead for this year.
There are some changes. People need to be paying attention this year because the schedule has changed. You know, for many years, we have people that come to the fair on Thursday and say, where are all of the animals? Because they typically have not come until Friday morning. Well, we've taken care of that problem. They are going to come on Thursday morning this year. So if you come out to the fair for the first night of the rodeo, there will be animals to see. That also means all of our 4-H livestock shows are going to move ahead one day. So our sheep show will be on Thursday evening, our swine show on Friday evening, and our cattle show on Saturday evening. So one day earlier than they typically have been. And we're really trying to hit that hard because I don't want people to be disappointed that they missed something that they were looking forward to.
Any big reason for the change or the shift on that?
Just primarily public demand, you know, wanting to see the animals. Another reason would be that, as I said, our cattle show has typically been on Sunday evening, and then all the livestock goes home first thing Monday morning. So those 4-H'ers who have exhibited those champion steers and champion heifers really don't get a whole lot of recognition to put up their banners and those sort of thing and have the public have that opportunity to see them. So that was kind of a secondary reason to do that as well.
And looking at the flyer, which, of course, is on the Riley County website, Riley County Fair website. I'm not sure if everybody wants that full breakdown of everything. Also, a little bit different is the Kids Pedal Tractor Pool also moves.
That is correct, and that is definitely something that we need to talk about because we get over 100 participants in the Kids Pedal Tractor Pool
100.
Every year.
Wow.
Yes. Children ages 4 through 12 can participate. And because we've moved the livestock shows, we have to move the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull. So it's going to move to Sunday evening with registration starting at 5:30 in the evening. In conjunction with that, we're going to have a community watermelon feed to give people an extra reason to come out to the fair. So you can start registering for the Pedal Tractor Pull at 5:30. The pull will actually begin then at 6:30. And should be a great evening for people to come out and see all of the exhibits before they go home on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And definitely, again, check out those changes to the schedule. You can just go to RileyCountyFair.com. Let's go ahead. I think we are due for another break. We'll come back and talk more, break down the Riley County Fair. Again, can't believe it's coming up. But it's always so fun, too. A lot to look forward to. We'll go over all those projects, events. Also got Karen Hibbert in studio with us as well. It's an All-Star Friday show on In Focus. More coming up here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial.